This is an amazing oasis in the middle of Santa Rosa.
Yes, it is. It's really great. It's lots of native oak woodlands. Even though this was, you know, previously farmed and used for residences and things like that, slowly over time, nature is taking back. There's a creek that runs through the southern parcels here, Roseland Creek.
And remind me what these beautiful little flowers are called.
Those are called naked ladies. They are really fun.
And it's the right time of year for them.
Correct. You'll see them all over town.
Well, what are all these cactuses doing here?
Those were from the previous owner. I'm not sure. It looks like they were harvested. People do eat them. They eat the cactus petals, so they'll be dried, and people use them in food. And it looks like that, the way they've been cut.
Even looking at the park's cactus plants brings up the question, whose park is this? The prickly pear cactus fruits and pads, after all, are a Mexican delicacy that others may not even be aware of. Will they still be available to harvest when the park is developed? And where in this 20-acre park will buildings and access roads be built? What parts of the park will be natural and undisturbed? One clue for planners is to build in areas where people have built before.
The areas that were once disturbed by past agricultural practices and farming and a house and all that to be a little more active. And we're looking at a playground area and pretty small turf, but turf out there, irrigated turf, and some picnicking, as well as a permanent restroom and sports courts. And there is a road we can walk over there. There's a little road you can see, and that's where we're looking at bringing in a gravel road so folks can park down here and gain access to the park that way as well.
Tell me about this line here. So there's houses and neighbors that butt up right against the park.
Right, yeah. So that's correct. That's intended to stay. Those are neighbors that have been here. We're not really doing anything with that portion of it. We're leaving it as is, and this all has to be natural back here. So those are folks that back up to the back of the park will remain back up as they are.
Whose voices are taken into account when you start to plan a park like this?
We really want to get a good look at the entire community, a good cross-section of everybody's opinion about what they would like to see at the park and what sort of activities they need in the community and desire. We go out and collect in the community, have community meetings, and gather as much information as we can and get the widest cross-section of folks. Those are the folks we really want to let us know this is their park, it's going to be their place to play. With this particular project, we have had divergent views. In fact, on folks who really want this to be extremely passive and not much active use, and then we have had folks in the community who want to have highly active uses.
Santa Rosa's Deputy Parks and Rec Director, Jen Santos. I'm Steve Mencher for KRCB's North Bay Report.